All right, joining us here at the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Funny Car Provisional number one qualifier, Austin Proc, who went to the top with his run of 3.876, 336 miles an hour, getting the bonus check for at least the third time here in Dallas on his way to his sixth number one of the season. Obviously not the way you wanted to start the day there in Q1, but a big jump there in Q2. When you struggle like that in Q1, are you nervous going up there knowing they're going to throw a lot at it in Q2, or do you feel confident?
Well, it's a little nerve-wracking, you know, on a Friday, especially when you spin early, because, you know, you're a little bit gun-shy because you don't really know exactly what the track can hold, and you got to go up there and, you know, load this race car up to, you know, make a lot of horsepower and run a quick ET. So it's kind of a fine balance, but, you know, I have all the faith in my Cornwell Tools team. You know, these guys are very intelligent, very sharp, and they kind of, you know, threw a couple options at it. And earlier this year, I think maybe in Reading, we spun at about the same point. We actually made it a little bit further this one, Q1 in Reading compared to this run. And then we went up there and ran 88, and that kind of gave them a little bit more confidence in what we're capable of doing, and kind of built off that. You know, you just got to believe in your run book and you know, try and make smart decisions. So they did exactly that, and you know, walking home with $16,000.
So the Texas Motorplex is a track with a notorious narrow groove, and for you, you've talked about how many times it's kind of been all over the place. So how much pressure does that put on you as a driver with a narrow groove?
It definitely makes it tough. You know, I walked the racetrack, and I was actually pretty impressed with how much traction there was outside the groove, like the visual groove. You could walk out there and walk outside that dark, you know, distinct coloring, and it still had quite a bit of grip. So, you know, kind of lets you float the race car around a little bit. But I tell you what, every Friday night here in Dallas, this is one of the most nerve-wracking runs of the year, because, you know, they try their best to light this place, but it is still dark out there. And, you know, I got about to the 660, and I felt the thing maybe creeping a little bit to the wall, and gave it some wheel, and this Chevrolet, it steered good. It went right to the center line. It did exactly what I told it to, and, you know, had my hands full. You're driving one-handed down there in these funny cars trying to get the laundry out. And, you know, had my hands full, but kept it in my lane, and it was still a good enough run to go low ET.
Obviously, a couple early outings in Reading and St. Louis to bounce back from. Does something like this renew your faith or your confidence, or just give you a good feeling? There's only three races left.
Yeah.
20 points difference.
Yeah, I haven't really lost any confidence or faith in this race team. You know, Reading, we had a parts failure. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. And in St. Louis, you know, the racetrack just got away from us, you know, and, you know, we did a great job. I did a great job recovering the race car, probably one of the better pedal jobs I've ever had in my life. And, you know, our luck just wasn't on our side. The other car next to us didn't spin, and we weren't able to, you know, kind of get that lucky round to go after another race win. So, you know, we tightened up the points there with Hagen and Beckman, but that's exactly what NHRA wants. You know, we had a huge lead, 280 point lead, and they take it all away and tighten everyone up to put on a show for the fans. And we're entertainers. You know, we're in the competition business, but we're also entertainers, and we're definitely making it exciting. And, you know, whoever wins the most in these last three races, I'm not even counting points at this point. It's so close. We just got to go out there and try and win the next three races, and if we do that, we'll be back-to-back world champions, and that's got a damn nice ring to it.
Knowing kind of where the lead is, you know, knowing how big
that's
this,
awesome.
Just feeling the rumble.
Yeah.
Knowing just kind of what's on the line, you know, obviously a lot. You're intense. You're into it. You know, kind of what's your mindset heading into this weekend?
Yeah, just go out there and kill it. You know, you know, getting this number one qualifier, this should hold on for the rest of the weekend. Looking at the conditions tomorrow, it's going to be hot, greasy, and nasty out here in Dallas. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to tame this Proc Rocket down. We thought we had it tamed down enough Q1 and still come loose. But, you know, when you come out here Q1 at any national event, that these nitro cars are really the only cars that physically lay rubber down on the racetrack. So when you come here, even though they've been running on it for days, right, it's just not as tacked up and has as much grip as it will throughout the weekend. So you know, the track's going to continuously get better throughout the you know, the latter half of this day and then in tomorrow, and hopefully we you know, can do some damage on Sunday. I'm ready for the fight, and you know, bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys good? All right. Thanks, Austin.
Great job. Thank you, guys.